Freestyle. Drop a beat.
Nobody's gonna freestyle?
Don't you point fingers at people.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
What's up?
We're live. Can you guys hear us? Titan, can you hear us?
I'm Jeff.
Oh, wait, there's a 15-second delay.
It doesn't matter. I'm still Jeff.
He is still Jeff.
I'm still Adam.
I'm Adam also.
And who are you?
I'm Dan.
All right.
Yeah.
Welcome to Uncore Gamers.
Yeah,
Uncore Gamers, our 1-year anniversary.
Episode 53. Because Vegan decided to do a double episode.
See, or I just call it 1-year anniversary and I call it next episode 53.
No, this is 53.
Alright, fine.
How do we know how many of these scumbags are watching us?
You see this count number right here?
One.
No. You go down to down the bottom. Yeah, it's right there.
Man.
There's one. Only one scumbag. His name's Titan.
Is that what we're calling our fans? The scumbags?
How's it going, Titan?
Titan! Are you a scumbag?
And he is still Jeff. Yes.
Yes, I am.
Audio's working.
Yeah, he's a little behind us.
What are you doing? Scratching your face? What are you doing?
Just picking up some stuff.
This isn't the same as when we're recording with just the mic. We're live, man.
Yeah,
people are watching you.
Yeah, look. It says Uncore Gamers right here.
Jeez. See it?
I don't know how to put this so we can do everything we want to do. It's right
there. There's some grass down there. There I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, it says Uncore Gamers right there.
You can tell which one my camera is.
You're a little late to the party.
You can see mine a little clearer.
So, what are we doing? Is there, like, hate mail? Like, are you guys going to discuss, like, things throughout
Why
the
haven't
year?
We gotten hate mail?
I wish.
We haven't got any hate mail.
I want hate mail,
We
dude.
Did get a vapor offer that I kind of just ignored.
Who offered you a vapor? Was it that guy with the rap video?
No, it wasn't the guy with the rap video. Somebody was like, hey, you want to get, like, sponsor our vapor? We'll give you a free vapor. For like doing a commercial for us,
you should have said yes.
Yeah, and should have given it to one of the Adams.
It was a long time ago. They weren't there, and I was like, oh well, nobody's going to use it or review it.
That's all Adam.
He wasn't on the podcast anymore.
Yeah, he could still review it. He can still review it.
Good way to get someone to come back. Hey, free stuff.
Yeah,
review this for me.
I want to give a shout out to Joyce. Hey, Joyce, thanks for watching.
Who's Joyce?
It doesn't matter.
Are they watching? Because all I saw was that,
Give a shout out to my family. Grace. Tanya.
Like being called the
Valeria. What's up?
What's up? That's how you talk to your family?
That's how I talk to my family, dude. They're cool. They're cool people, dude. I gotta talk to them all cool, like.
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright.
Anybody wanna give some shout outs before we start?
No.
Alright.
No. No shoutouts.
All right, well, I guess I'm alone on this one.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're the only person that has love in their life.
Yeah.
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 Maybe we're the scumbags.
You are scumbags. I should have worn my scumbag shirt. I have a scumbag shirt.
Really?
I have a scumbag shirt. It says scumbags.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Should have worn it.
I should have worn it.
All right, well, let's start the way we always start when we have Adams. Adam, do you have PlayStation Plus yet?
Yes.
Do you really?
Oh my
god. Yes,
gosh.
I do.
Finally.
Do you have a PS4?
No, I don't.
What is wrong with you?
Are you getting your PS4 games though?
Well, yeah, are you actually redeeming them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I also have the PlayStation TV.
Oh, nice. Okay. Nice. So I kept trying to get him.
Yeah,
to do it.
The game I bought it for is
Persona 4.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah. Perform that Persona Dancing All Night. That's what
I'll
you're into.
I still play it. Hey, the music's good. Hey, it's very catchy. That, like, what is it? J-pop? K-pop? I don't know. It's like jazz,
it's
acid jazz.
It's like pop from everywhere.
Dude. I don't know. It's very catchy.
Pop. What about you, Adam? What you been up to? What you playing?
Xbox.
What are you playing, though?
Currently Destiny.
Yeah. Destiny.
Currently you said Destiny?
Yeah.
It was never gonna play Destiny ever because it sucks balls.
All right, there's a 3-month span. I need something to play until Rainbow Six. It got delayed.
Oh god.
So I gotta.
Okay.
So
you bought a game to play in between.
Destiny's my in between game.
Did you get into the beta?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm playing that right now too.
Like it?
Not right now because I'm here.
You like it?
Yeah. It takes forever to find a normal matchmaker.
It really
match
does.
Forever.
I tried playing it a couple days ago. Half an hour waiting for a match.
Yeah, sat there for 40 minutes one
time. Are you interrupting Adam?
Yeah,
I'm agreeing with him.
You wonder why I left the show. I'm I'm just kidding. yeah, I had to wait 40 minutes one time for a match.
No
I
way.
Like, I was like, I don't like Destiny's ridiculous load times where you're sitting in the stupid spaceship forever.
It's not so bad anymore.
No, it's bad. All right.
Maybe on Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Not
after you wait like 40 minutes on Rainbow Six.
It just makes it so much better.
Then it seems so much faster. Yeah. It's like, all right, I'm just going to play Destiny. But it's beta. It's a good game. And versus
it's kind of like Street Fighter beta. You remember when the beta that was supposed to be a beta came out, turned into like a...
Stress test?
No, it didn't even turn into that. It turned into a cancel. Like, it got canceled. So, like, it was horrible. I mean, people were waiting, like, I don't know, up to an hour, like, even to get a single match in. Mm-hmm. You were just in the training room for, like, forever. It's stupid annoying.
Those people that stop like, you, man, they took advantage of that. At least
single player
while
you wait for a match now, right?
No, well, I mean, you could have turned on, though.
I mean, it's all training mode.
Yeah, you could have turned on the training dummy to, like, be competent at fighting.
Could do two players, though. Could you turn the training dummy to
It would have been nice, yeah, to do
That would have been nice.
Could you turn the play?
I'm not sure if you can make him fight, but yeah, I mean you could definitely change the jump and crouch setting and stuff like that out of block.
Well, because like in 4, you can change the training dummy to player.
And I'm not sure if it was set up. I didn't actually try.
Yeah, you didn't try.
But I didn't see anybody else doing it, so I'm assuming that was.
Maybe they didn't think about it either.
Maybe
the whole world.
Yeah, maybe. Except for me, just me.
Did you try it?
Did you guys try it?
Talking to you. Didn't answer fast enough. Talking to you. Scumbag!
Well, the delay. Yeah, I already said that.
Yeah, that's really old.
Well, no, he didn't like being called scumbag. Yeah,
he's a gentleman.
I can't see the end of it, though. There's something hiding it from him.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah, he is a gentleman. Yeah, I've met this sir. See. I've met this sir, and this sir is a nice sir.
Oh, wait. Hand scholar. Okay. There was a lot hidden.
No, yeah, you can scroll a little more if you like. It doesn't... We don't have to see ourselves.
I do. I can't see Daniel unless I can see him on screen.
Yeah. It's a real sad... effect of life.
Okay.
I can hear him, though. That's all that matters. So, have you guys got an Xbox yet? No?
Yeah. No.
No.
What are you guys talking about?
Every time.
Xbox? No. Well, yeah, we do. Actually, we mentioned Xbox, though.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Like once.
Oh, so you haven't listened to
the podcast. I follow you on Stitcher, by the way.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I got it on my phone.
Thanks, man. Thanks for following your own podcast. Sure.
Have you guys talked about the
Stitcher?
NX?
Stitcher? Get the Stitcher app. You can follow the podcast on Stitcher.
We got all of them. What? Except iTunes. I don't know. I'm sorry, Adam.
Oh, no, sorry.
Two. What did you say? I didn't hear.
Are you going to get the NX? Because you got the
Yes,
Wii
I'm
going to
get the
out.
NX.
Are
yeah,
you
I'm
really?
Going to get the NX, yeah. I think
after,
so.
After they crush your hearts and dreams with Star Fox?
I don't care about Star Fox. I want Pikmin 4.
Does that come in NX?
Nah, it's coming out on the Wii U.
Yeah, it's coming on the Wii U.
Yeah, but probably NX also.
Okay. Eventually.
No, look, okay. Yeah. I'm probably going to get it eventually. Like, even if I don't get it when it comes out, I'm gonna get it.
Because like
I'm pretty sure. I'm sure I am.
What is it, $100?
Nah, but maybe like a year.
Yeah, what about you, Adam?
What?
You gonna pick up the NX?
Yeah, probably. But I mean,
you gonna go back down the rabbit hole?
No, I'd get a 4 before I get the NX.
Makes sense.
Yeah. You know what? You know what you didn't hear there? Xbox One. You didn't hear the one.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't hear one. Nobody likes it anymore.
The Xbox is far superior, but I don't want to get an argument.
Far superior? I mean,
the four next, the one.
PlayStation.
I see what I did there.
If you get Dish and you get two people to sign up under you, you get a free Xbox One.
Really?
Yeah.
They're just giving it away.
Yeah, basically. Because they can't sell them.
Oh, that's a 2-year contract with Dish Network? Don't do that.
Hey,
Yeah, that's right. They can't sell them, so they got to give them away.
I currently have it.
Wait. Adam 1, you said you were going to get your daughters possibly an Xbox One for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
See, Titan knows what's up. Titan knows what's up.
Yeah, Titan knows
what's
up.
That's two Xbox Ones.
Yeah, Pikmin 4.
In my household.
Yeah, two Xbox Ones in this household. Now,
you need to stop turning that way and just turn that way, because it's like right there.
Right in front of you.
I have bad eyes.
Put on your glasses.
I don't have glasses. They're broken.
So
they've been broken for like the last 5 years.
They've been broken for like the last 5 years, okay? Is now the time to go over this, really?
Yes!
On our 1-year
this
anniversary.
This is the perfect time, dude.
I had a question for Adam 1.
Ask away.
Alright, go ahead.
How much are you paying for the Xbox One?
Which Xbox One?
The one you're going to get for your daughters.
Oh.
$150. $200.
$200. Like $300. Why are you only paying $200 for that?
Because Best Buy is offering $150 if you trade in your PS4, PS3, or your Xbox 360. Right. The newer versions, not the old.
The nice slim ones.
Versions. Yeah, the slim for the PlayStation and the 250 gigabyte hard drive for the 360. My kids have a 360 right now.
What if yours is an older one, but you have a big hard drive on it?
I don't know. I wonder if they would take that. They could probably tell the difference and say no.
I mean, I got a 500 gig drive on there.
They probably turn it on to make sure it works and all that stuff. And they probably say to go check the gigabytes. So basically, Best Buy is saying that the Xbox One is almost the same value as the PS3 or Xbox 360. Last gen numbers here. Because it's pretty what you're paying.
I don't care. It's cheaper. People used to complain Xbox was more expensive. Now he's complaining Xbox is cheap.
It would have made a lot more sense if Jeff didn't cut me off for like 15 minutes back when we were saying they were giving away Xboxes when I started this whole thing. On to the news.
Just trying to lead into that.
Yeah, Titan, I'm glad you're enjoying the show.
I'm glad Titan is enjoying the show too.
Alright. Since Adam 1 says we don't do any Xbox news, how about some Xbox news?
Yay!
So, if you were thinking of getting an Xbox One, wait. Because they're already announcing holiday bundles.
Did you,
what's that one terabit? That terabyte one? What was that one?
Yeah, 1 terabyte holiday bundle includes 1 terabyte Xbox One, Gears of War Ultimate Edition, Rare Replay, and a full game download of Ori and the Blind Forest. Costs $400.
Plus, with Xbox Live, you get free games. Kind of like PlayStation Plus, but if I cancel my Xbox Live, I can still play those games. Just so you know.
Why would I cancel PlayStation Plus?
One of the best things ever.
Wait, I didn't know that. You lose all those games?
Yes.
You have the games on there, but you can't play them.
You can't play them. You lose them. But as soon as you restart it, you can play everything.
So what if you, like, take it offline, and can you still access them, or no?
No, because that's their...
Well, I didn't know that. Yeah. The hell it sucks.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, if you unplug it, your PlayStation from the internet.
Really?
Well, it has to check to see if you have access to it. No?
No.
No, it should have your user agreement, at least if you have.
Oh, okay, well, I'm being told that it doesn't. Play. It probably has a timer built in, then.
Yes, I'm being told that, that's incorrect.
I guess it must have a built-in timer.
You gotta put the finger through the ear, don't you? It makes it official.
See, I can't tell if my finger's to my ear, though. I can't see it.
You can move that over.
No way.
Move the whole thing. Move this over there.
But then I can't see that this is still going. You see the dilemma?
It's okay.
Make it smaller.
No.
It's all a simple solution. It's really simple solutions here.
We got this.
Now we can't read...
The chat. You just destroyed the chat. There you go.
Microsoft.
Soft customer service.
Hey, that's true, though. Everybody complains about their service.
I've never had a problem with Microsoft.
Have you called customer service?
Yes, I have.
For what?
Never had a problem.
But why did you call customer service then?
My Xbox 360 messed up.
Oh, really?
But I got a new one. And they took my other one back, and I'm sure fixed it and refurbished it or whatever.
I need a freshen drink of my Pepsi.
Not sponsored. But if you want to, Jeff here will take the 1 liter bottles.
That's good Pepsi. I drink a lot of soda. More than I should.
You know what you should do? You should get some instant coffee, and then you put like 3
sips on it. Oh, I see your hyphy stuff.
And then you put a little bit of soda in
there. Did you see what this guy did? Coffee and soda.
Yeah, he didn't even like mix it in. He just poured it on top and like drank it.
What if you do coffee with a rock star then? And maybe pour in a little five-hour energy shot in there.
Instead of putting water in the coffee machine, and maybe you drop put rock star in the coffee machine and goes... filters through the coffee grounds, and then you just...
No. This is using, like, instantaneous coffee.
Yeah,
instant coffee. This would be the same thing.
It's essentially, but one's going to be hot, the other one's going to be not hot.
Yeah.
And drop some crack cocaine in there, too, just for flavor.
So it's going to... I mean, if you do it that way, it's going to take all the fizz out.
Yeah.
So it's...
That is flat.
Yeah. It's not good anymore. But, it's a good way to play video games all night.
Yeah, you should try it.
I'm going to do my first 24-hour cast that way.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be on... Is there a name for that thing?
You should drink Endo Russian.
For
the hyphy soda?
It's called Hyphy Mud.
Hyphy Mud.
And it was invented by Cali Muscle inside Santa Rita jail.
What?
Yeah. You know, because like, he used it as like a pre-workout to get that's him like jacked. Dude.
Okay, well, okay, I'm not really going to drink a Hyphy Mud, but I am planning on doing a 24-hour casting. So.
What are you going to play?
By soon, I mean by before the end of the year.
What are you going to play?
Anything and everything.
Street
Fighter 5? If there's a beta out, yeah.
Oh, it's not going to be out yet.
Comes out next year.
PlayStation delayed everything till 2016, I forgot.
No, that was already planned for 2016.
Word from our fan, Adam.
What?
It's nice that you've never had a problem, Adam, but almost everyone else has. Talking about the Xbox 360 customer service.
I mean, really, how often do you have to call customer service?
With the 360.
Yeah, if you're talking about Microsoft.
I've known people that have bought in about 4 360s because they just kept dying. I don't know why. They kept going back.
I went through one PS3. I mean, I only bought one, but anyway, messed up, by the way.
But you have gone through 360s,
too. And I never
even
played it. Messed up, and I never played it.
How did that happen?
That's what I'm saying.
Right out of the box?
However, I've also seen a PS3 fall from, like, this high on the floor onto some mat. The hard drive flew out of it, put the hard drive right back in, and it worked. So, I mean, if that was my PS3, it would have broke, shattered in pieces. But his...
Well, did you have any kids, like, spill soda on it?
What?
On your PS3 or something? Like?
No. My PS3 was, like, put away half the time. Because, again, I had one game for it.
Maybe it was the dust. Maybe one real game. Too much dust and blew
it
out.
It could have been dust. I don't know. I only own one.
So
it was
just sitting outside?
No. Inside. No. Just up on the shelf, pretty much.
But, places get dusty.
Yeah, especially.
I mean, I dust off my consoles to keep them fresh.
Hey, well,
do you really?
Yeah, not every day.
Because this place is really dusty.
Yeah, that's why I said not every day. I mean, that's a week's
not every
worth
month
of,
either.
That's like a week's worth of dust right there.
No way.
I am not joking.
There's no way that's a week.
Oh, you believe me, sir. Believe
we have another message.
Why don't you put a tarp?
Go ahead and read it to us, Adam.
I can't really see it all because
with
it's
the 360. Let me just say the Xbox One is out, so before I even read this, because it says 360. Xbox One, by the way.
With the 360.
Sorry, he already has a PS4.
Yeah, I had bad eyesight, but I can still read that.
Done so for myself.
No. I know, but what'd you call about? Like, what was wrong with the 360?
Now we wait.
Red ring.
I mean, yeah. Now we're
red ring. Probably won't.
Yeah, if it's a red ring, I'm sorry. That sucks. It was a 360 problem. There's nothing you can do about it. It just sucked. I mean, really.
I mean, the PS3 had the YLOD.
Yeah. Crap happens. But
not
that sucks.
Not in record numbers.
I actually never had red ring. However, I did go through multiple consoles just because I shared one with my brothers. I let my brother take one. You know, shared one with roommates, let the roommates take it.
Oh, not because they were damaged.
No, I just bought new ones, yeah.
I had an issue with the PS4.
I know other people who have had issues with their 360. I never had an issue with any of my 360s or my Xbox One, so that's why I still like Microsoft. I don't have a problem with them. I've had other people have issues with their 360s.
I had my first issue with my PS3 this year, where the game froze and I couldn't do anything. I couldn't turn off the system. Nothing. Like, it just, the whole system froze. And I had to,
unplug it. Disconnect the power?
Basically, yeah, and then it wouldn't turn on again.
Oh.
And it wasn't turning on, it would beep, and it would make, like, multiple beeps, but it just wouldn't turn on.
So it's just dead now?
No,
it actually started up again at some point, yeah. And,
you had to wait for it to actually
And that happened twice, but the second time it turned on, right after. The PS4, I had an issue with, going into the...
The sleep mode?
It wasn't sleep mode, it was a menu, it was like a debug menu.
Oh.
So I don't know what that was, but it basically cleared my whole PS4.
Yeah.
And I had to re-download everything. And that's when I lost PT, which I really wanted on my PlayStation 4, but I lost it because of that.
How'd you lose it?
Because it wiped out
memory. All my... Yeah,
PT?
What's
PT?
They didn't get one. Xbox didn't get it.
That was the demo, right?
Yeah, the demo
for Silent Hills.
That shit was like, they were getting pissed that people had it, like, on their systems.
Yeah, and people were selling them. Yeah, people were trying to sell them for all kinds of money.
Yeah.
And they did. I mean, people did.
They sold it for a lot of money.
Because, I mean, it got to a point where you couldn't download it anymore.
It was just gone.
It was off. It was off the market.
I guess if they had to pay for, like, to have it on the server or something like that, it makes sense to take it down. Otherwise, just leave it up there, like... You know, accept your failures, Konami.
Download it.
Accept your failures.
Konami is failing hard.
Yeah. Oh my god. Did you hear the guys like
what? Consoles are dying?
No, no, no. He was like, oh yeah, of course. Of course, Metal Gear Solid can go on without Konami. Nobody wants to play that.
What?
A new Metal Gear? I mean, without Kojima. Without Kojima.
A new Metal Gear without Kojima?
Yeah. I mean, people still want to play it because, like, he still made the game. I mean, even though Kiefer Sutherland has, like, the voice.
Why you gotta hate on whoever the next guy is that takes it over? Someone might want to play it.
Nah,
it's already. Everybody's already got that in their heads.
Next guy might remaster that.
That happened already. It was called Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. Some people liked it. Most people kind of didn't understand what the heck was going on.
But it might not be the same guy that did Revengeance.
But I'm just saying, this has happened already.
Like,
there was a Metal Gear game without Kojima, and it was lukewarm.
I know, but you gotta blame the person who did it. You don't know what the next guy's gonna do. Can't judge the
game. That's just people's mentality, though. I mean, if it's not the same guy, they're not gonna want to play it. It's not gonna be the same. It's not gonna be as great, you know?
You know it'd be good for the story? The guys wrote the story for Last of Us. They're good storytellers.
Those guys? Yeah.
I don't know if they can do the whole spy thing as well, but, I mean, they definitely have writing chops.
Aren't they making a part 2?
Not necessarily. Probably. Yeah. They're still trying to cover it up.
There's something that came out a little while back. They were saying that Kojima and Del Toro were working with a manga artist that did, I forgot what manga it was, but it was a horror manga. And apparently they were working with that guy, too, to create basically.
Yeah. But oh yeah, he told something. Yeah.
Yeah, he said he was willing to work with Kojima though. So maybe in the future.
Hey Dan, I got a question for you. Kojima's what do you think of that?
Yeah. Kojima, no, forget that guy.
Who? Who's that?
Gosh, you guys
Monster Hunter, the RPG. How you feel about that?
It's not Monster Hunter, it's Monster Friendship now.
Yeah, it's like Pokemon.
It's exactly like Pokemon.
Pokemon's cool.
They took Monster Hunter and turned it into Pokemon. And granted, the Monster Hunter monsters are cooler than Pokemon.
Yeah.
alright, some Pokemon are like, they're lame. Yeah, I'll give you that.
And it's a garbage Squirtle? Can.
After 151?
Yeah, after 151.
Excuse me?
I meant Charizard.
Excuse me?
I'm
you say Bulbasaur, right?
I meant
now.
Pikachu.
There you go.
Okay, nice. Yeah, Pikachu is lame.
That's what I meant. I just didn't play so much. I don't know who's who, you know.
Original 151.
Oh, nice. Jeff, I got a question for you.
Question for me?
Yep.
Excited about Afterbirth? Hell yeah. I watched some gameplay the other day.
Damn it.
I talked about it in the podcast. Yeah, it was really awesome. I'm gonna buy it no matter what.
How many times are you gonna buy the same game though? At this point,
as many times as it comes out.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't they just do it as DLC? Why do they got to keep putting out the game?
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah, because it's like $20, right?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing.
I'm saying.
But yeah. I'm really excited about it. This guy. Saw Edmund McMillan at the mall the other day.
Yep. He plays magic at the mall in Capitola.
Friday's at 4 o'clock.
Who's Edmund McMillan?
He's the guy that created,
Binding of Isaac and Super Meat Boy.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
He's local. He's Santa Cruz local.
What the fuck?
He went to high school here. I have a friend that went to high school with him.
That's crazy.
He always drew a bunch of dead babies.
Oh, he plays in that store where they have all the manga and they have all the Gundam.
Yeah, they moved that store over to
comics and games too, next to Hallmark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I built one. Yeah, I did that. One of the ones like this big.
Did you do it on your hyphy mud?
No, I didn't.
Did you actually have that?
What?
A hyphy mud?
Yeah, you drank it.
I drink it when I'm out of pre-workout.
You I had some do this day. Regularly.
Yeah, sometimes. It doesn't really do much for me anymore.
You just need more of the drug, man.
Yeah, no. You just gotta.
Yeah, you just gotta up it every time, bro.
Yeah, instead of going like instant, you got
espresso. Too.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know you can't stop now, though, right?
Yeah. I could stop.
No, yeah, you're gonna have withdrawals like crazy.
I've been
bro.
Taking this other stuff called C4 and Psycho. The Psycho is real good.
Afterbirth's only $10.
Yeah,
it's nice.
I'm definitely getting it.
Yeah, that's way better.
Well, like I said, even if it was $30, I would still get it.
What?
Yeah.
40.
40 is getting to that point where it's just 40
is getting into taking King territory.
I need to watch some gameplay of this, you know, to make sure I want to pay $40 for this.
And Destiny.
I don't want to hear about the price you spent.
But you can't do any of the DLC, though.
Level 25 instantly for $60.
Yeah.
Yeah, 25. Whatever. It's like halfway there.
It's 40 now. I mean,
that's easy to go up levels, but light levels, it's more difficult to go up light levels.
When you get to, like, 260, it's difficult to get to light levels.
Yeah, and you need, like, 290 to go into the raid.
You don't need it. Nobody will take you unless you're 290.
Yeah, so you need it.
I mean, I could jump in the raid right now and not do anything. It's kind of
sounds like a fun raid.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should do that, actually, just to explore.
I mean, somebody's going to solo it. You have to, right? There has to be a way.
Eventually. Well, not so much, because you can't solo the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's impossible to do that, so...
Adam Wood's going to do it, then.
I'm going to do it.
You're going to solo Atheon.
Yeah, he's not going to fall into the slipstream or anything.
Hmm.
Nothing. I got it.
So even though some people have to stay outside...
Don't spoil it.
Yeah, I've never done it.
He's going to do it live on stream.
Okay.
I'm not going to solo it the first time I play it on stream.
You're not going to solo it first, ever.
But I'm going to solo it. Well, maybe not that one, but I'm going to solo it.
I would like to see you solo Crota.
Crota can definitely be soloed.
That can be soloed.
Yeah. There's plenty of videos about
just
that.
By yourself.
I got it.
Without cheesing it.
Oh, I don't cheat.
Yeah. I saw some guy do shotgun only.
Yeah,
I don't like
dude.
Shotgun only.
Like shotgun.
But that's insane. It's insane to do a shotgun only.
The lower war, dude. No, the lower war shotgun is ridiculous. Or was
that a new one?
It was the one for the Kelslayers. Killing Skolas. You could get it from killing Skolas.
Oh, I didn't get it.
Yeah, we didn't get it because we didn't do it till like,
we
the very end.
Skolas like one time. So
and we did it. We did it the one time after they stopped giving away items.
I mean, we had to do it for the emblem, right?
Yeah, we did. Apparently, people
for a stupid emblem.
Stupid emblem. But I wanted to do it anyway.
I know.
I mean, it's just raids. I wanted to do it. Project Spark's going free. Completely free.
I knew that.
Maybe the people at home didn't know that, right?
I was going to say that, actually. But you beat me to it.
I did beat you to it.
Yes. And if you've bought anything since, like, June, though.
Oh, they give you a refund,
yeah. You get all your money back in Microsoft money. Basically.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Or if you buy anything from now until they make it completely free. And then they're also adding new stuff, but they want it to more be mostly community driven.
Are they adding trapdoors or drawbridges?
There could already be trapdoors and drawbridges. I don't know. There's also probably... I haven't played it for a long time. I tried one time and my coding skills are not good at all. I made a trapdoor. Right, you pull this lever, trapdoor opens like this, just goes from this angle to this angle, you fall, right? So I was like, drawbridge, same thing, goes from this angle to this thing. Code it the exact same way, didn't work. Couldn't figure it out. I don't understand. Don't ask. That kept happening throughout the game. I was trying to make, my game was going to be epic. It's an epic game, right? Try to make something, got stuck. So I was like, alright, well I'll just start making another part of the game until I figure that out. Got stuck. Alright, I'll just try making another spot.
Do you have to know code then?
A little bit.
Do you have to know?
Well, you don't have to.
Because it seems...
I can go in to a community, like, some guy will post, he made in code a menu. So, like, when you press start, a menu opens up, you navigate the menu, he makes that whole thing in code. I can go in there and take it and use that in my game.
Okay, that sounds good.
So you can do that with anything.
Yeah.
Characters... buildings, anything anyone makes, you can go and use that in your game.
That's good. I like that.
And then it gives them credit for it, too.
Kind of like RPG Maker, right?
I haven't played it for a long time.
Because RPG Maker, they have...
Since it's even been out.
Everything is there in RPG Maker. You can just kind of make your own stuff.
I haven't played RPG Maker for a while. It's been a while since I played RPG Maker. But this is more... In RPG Maker, I could never...
RPG Maker came with a book.
Where you could...
Came with a book to build an RPG.
Well, this you go through a tutorial.
RPGs are
you go through a
crazy,
tutorial,
man.
No.
But I've built an RPG in RPG Maker. I understood it. It just took a really long time. Plus, anytime I wanted to test something out in the one I played, which was, I think, like 2000. It was a long time ago. It was like, I'm pretty sure it was called RPG Maker 2000, to be honest. I had to play through the whole thing to get to the spot I wanted to test. Whereas Project Spark, you don't really have to do that.
You just jump around. Like Mario Maker.
Jump around.
Not as easy as Mario Maker.
Get down.
Like Mario Maker.
You mean the Wii U one? That just came
you can
I totally want to get that.
You haven't gotten it?
You can do more.
Oh, right.
Skrilla.
You need the money, even though you're paying less bills now. You need more than you can do
in Mario Maker, but it's not as easy as Mario Maker. Like, if you know how to code, you can make some really cool games.
Yeah.
You know the cool thing about Mario Maker?
But I can't code.
No.
You have to beat the level before you can boss it.
I don't know anyone who can, either.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to beat your own level. But the thing is, when you...
You put your own secrets to take you to the end of the level.
No. Here's the deal. Hold on. Listen to me. Anyway. So you can... So let's say you can actually, like, jump, you know what I mean? Just go through an empty spot. You know, you can jump, you know, do all kinds of different maneuvers. And it'll save all the little shadows, right? So you can actually put things in the empty spots where Mario isn't. And so someone, put a bunch of spikes in there, right? So if they touch the spikes, they die. But it's possible because you've already, you know what I'm saying? The Mario, you can see that the Mario has gone through all that, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
you run through it, and then it shows your shadow,
and then you can add all the stuff, yeah.
That's cool. You can run through it in this exact pattern, and you'll make it.
Yeah.
But if you jump here instead of here...
And you don't have to make it extremely difficult. I mean, you don't have to put, like, spikes, like, right up, you know, like, right here, where you have to make, like, a perfect jump, you know what I mean? Like, it could be a little more open.
People do.
Or whatever, you know what I mean? And you can just work around Mario. So it doesn't have to be... You don't have to actually build the level and then try to beat that level. You know what I mean? It's a lot easier to work around Mario.
Can I add Yoshi?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I add the cape?
Yes. Yep.
So I can fly?
Yes. You can also turn into a Mario Kart.
You can put a Koomba on top of a Goomba on top of a Hammer Brother.
You can put a Hammer Brother on top of Bowser, and he's just like throwing chicken hammers at you, and Bowser's like...
But doesn't Bowser move?
Yeah.
Does the Hammer Guy stay on top of Bowser? Yes. Or does he move?
He's riding Bowser.
Oh, fan fiction.
Huh? Wait, what?
Did you see the Fire Emblem SMT crossover for the Wii U?
What? No.
No? You didn't see it? They have, like, full gameplay of it already.
Yeah, well, I mean, the one full, that was at Tokyo, like, Game... No, it was the one that showed at Gamescom. We were like, what is this?
Yeah.
Oh, that thing, yeah. Is that close to being done?
It's, like, gonna be done, like, next year.
In Japan?
Next year.
Yeah.
They said they wouldn't, Nintendo's not going to announce anything until next year for the
NX.
New stuff, yeah.
They said it's still coming to Wii U.
Oh, yeah, Pokemon Go.
Forgot about that. That's next year also, right?
Pokemon.
It's a good RPG,
How are you a Nintendo
dude?
Fan and never got into Pokemon?
Because I was older.
So it's still a good RPG.
Yeah, but I was doing other stuff.
It was doing other things. Let's just leave it at that.
What's going on with Go?
I was busy in life.
So you don't know what it is?
I do, but is there, like, any new news on it or what?
Just nothing?
I don't think it matters. Nintendo has to say more news. They just let people salivate on it.
Yeah, they don't care. They'll announce it when they want to, and that's it.
Now you can walk around to people's, like, backyards and, like, see a murder and be like, I'm just looking for a Bidoof.
Dude, they're gonna have, like, there's gonna be, like, a Mewtwo sighting, like, at this area around this time.
And multiple people have to go. You catch it.
So
he's a target.
Is it gonna just be, like, one Mewtwo, because it's, like, extremely rare? Or is there gonna be, like, five, like...
See, I guess it depends
so many
on
questions.
You.
I heard everyone was supposed to get it. Who goes? So, multiple.
That's pretty cool.
They can't just have one.
But then everybody has a Mew.
So? I'm not gonna have Mew anyway. Mew's not the best Pokemon.
No, he's not.
I don't fight with Mew.
Alright. You gonna get Hyrule Warriors on the 3DS?
Probably not.
Okay. So I'm gonna say, if you have, because you have
it sucks.
You have the older 3DS, which means you can't use 3D.
Yeah. Wait, I can use 3D.
No,
it doesn't matter, because it's not gonna work the same way. There are gonna be a lot less enemies
on the Hyrule.
On the screen, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just
piling more trash on top of the bandwagon. We already know about that. We talked about that on the podcast.
Okay, well, yeah. Why are you telling this guy to buy something?
Older versions of 3DS will not run the 3D on Hyrule Warriors.
I rarely use it anyway.
Yeah,
I just think it's silly. I mean, it's like support your system.
Doesn't it kill your battery anyway?
Yeah, of course it kills your battery.
That's
why you always
it.
Leave it plugged in and make it a non-portable system.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah, I know you do. Because everybody does that.
Yeah. So you're just in bed.
You're playing a game.
You're just in bed. It's like, well, watch the plugs right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I'm probably... Emblem. I mean, I want to get a handheld, but I don't.
Fire Emblem.
Fire Emblem is good. I want to get the new one.
Fire Emblem is good. I haven't gotten a new one either.
Does the new one come over here yet?
No, I haven't gotten the last one, though. one on 3DS.
Fates is the new one. Then the other one is Awaken.
Awaken, yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
I really want to play that one.
Gotten that one yet.
Oh, you guys haven't played?
No.
Oh, that was good. Except for they have a thing so you can change it to like easy mode where when your characters die they don't really die. And I was like,
oh, I don't like that. Yeah. I like when they would like die and it's like they're gone.
Well, you can still have that.
That's normal mode. Yeah. But they have, like, an easy mode where you can be like, yeah, oh, they don't die for real. So I was like, why would you even do that? The whole reason you buy Fire Emblem is because when your guy dies, he dies. At the end, when they show the epilogue and they say that guy's name, they put died. So that's what happened. He died.
It sucks when, like, you're leveling up a character and then they're like, all right, well, I'll see you later. And you're like, no! I just leveled the shit out of that guy. I grinded with him. And now I got stuck with this guy who's, like, a level 4. That guy was, like, a 16.
Yeah, like, baby step him, surround him by all your strong guys, and you're like, all right, get the last hit.
Yeah.
And then he misses, and you're like, oh, God, no.
They split him up. It's like, oh, we're going to go this way. We're going to go this way. And you go with those shitty people.
And never use the knight you get at the beginning, because he just doesn't keep the level going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if you use the good guy at the beginning, yeah.
Yeah.
The one who can just one-shot everybody. Literally everybody, you just put him in the middle, all the enemies come to him, you one hit kills them all, but it's none of your other guys level up, so then later on, when he leaves, you're screwed.
So you got a bunch of low levels.
Yes. Yeah. It sucks, dude. It hella sucks.
Alright, the Star Wars Battlefront beta is coming out October 8th and October 12th, and ends October 12th.
Free for all.
Hey.
Free for everybody.
I like how Adam just pointed. Hey!
Someone's got to be this guy's voice.
Yeah.
No, I'm watching it. I'm watching it.
No, you weren't. No,
yes, I was. He just did that, like, right now.
Yeah.
You saw it.
But you didn't acknowledge until I did it.
Yeah, you're too slow.
Yeah, well, I mean, it takes, you know, I'm not, like, looking, like, every 10
seconds. Yeah, we're not right next to
this.
We're not right next to it right now. But, thanks for hanging out, man. It was really cool having you here.
No. Are you leaving?
No, he's not leaving. He's enjoying it off of his iPhone, and he has
plugged in. Okay, good.
His non-portable mobile device.
It sounded like a I'm leaving kind of message.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Anyway, Fallout Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Battlefront. Beta. Starts on the 8th, ends on the 12th. Everybody can play it. It's the official date, so cool.
There's going to be a level cap of 10, I believe.
This shooter, is it really going to matter? It's just going to wipe anyway.
They say something about being able to retain your level?
What?
I thought I read something about that.
Offline and online. Beta. Offline and online. So if you just want to turn off, play with like local co-op with your friends, you can do that. You don't have to do the online. But it's going to be the Battle of Hoth, so I mean, why wouldn't you?
You got to do online. What's the point of doing it offline?
I mean, it's Battlefront. What is the point?
People always ask for offline.
That's dumb. Nobody plays offline anymore.
Hey, to that
everyone
point,
everyone complained when Xbox wanted to be online only. All right, and you just said no. I bet you were the ones who complained. Right?
No.
Here's where that's nice, man. Because not everybody in the United States of America or the world, for that matter, has super great internet.
So I'm just saying,
it's nice.
These
to
games
have an
are designed. These games
people.
Are designed for online. That's the whole point of these games. So why have an offline?
Because
option?
Maybe you can't.
Well, those
go
people
online.
Shouldn't buy that game.
But you want that sweet Star Wars experience because you're waiting for that movie to come out.
Not everybody.
You're
going to
get
United
bored
States
so quickly, though.
Has electricity, so they shouldn't make consoles either.
Talking about bums?
See, I'm saying in general. They said not everyone in the United States has good internet. Not everyone has electricity.
You don't even
either.
Need good internet.
No, I mean, like, they're just.
Oh, some people actually can't get
it. Can't
like,
get internet. They have to get, like, HughesNet. And you can't play games on HughesNet.
I don't know what HughesNet
they
is.
Probably satellite.
Yeah, well, I have Charter.
It's like Charter's
awesome.
Fellas just announcing the enjoyment of my mobile Twitch.
Persuasion.
Mobile Twitch is awesome.
Yeah. I'm glad it worked.
It is awesome.
So, I don't
except
understand.
I can't change things. I need more more options for my channel.
Yeah.
Oh, for you.
Yeah.
Like, as a streamer.
Yeah, as a streamer,
awesome.
I want more options on my
channel.
Are you getting a Fallout?
I already pre-ordered it. I'm getting the Pip-Boy.
No way.
Yeah, he's getting it.
I don't understand that game. Like, I was so confused once I got outside.
He's gonna wear it.
I was just like,
downtown.
What do I do?
Whatever you want.
Yeah,
what, like, I don't understand.
You can blow up
like,
an
you
entire
can build
city.
A hut. Protect it from alien Raiders. Monsters.
Well, they give you quests.
What are they? The mutants, right? Yeah.
If you get to that first, I don't know.
I played. I think it was the third one.
Oh, that's the one I played last.
Yeah.
And then like I got to like that some hut and like some guy tried to like kill me because I went to his house.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's a Fallout, yeah, man.
I don't know.
Nobody trusts anybody, dude. Like
you just find random people.
If someone's knocking on your house, that means you want to go in there and steal something. So. Yeah, don't go knocking around in random people's houses.
You probably had a really bad Christmas score, too.
I mean, I want to give it a second chance.
You need to find a suit and wear your suit. You look good.
Yeah, you feel
it's
good.
It's like your character's so weak. Like, I don't
use
know.
The VAT system.
At first, your character's so weak.
I don't know. Maybe I did something wrong or I didn't take something. I don't know.
Did they kill you? Your maybe neighbor I killed picked, you? Huh? Did your neighbor kill you?
The guy in the shack killed me.
Good stories.
I wish I had that on not PC.
Mm. Yeah, I have it on PC. Just, actually, no. You can't run it, but the PS3 one didn't run well at all.
No?
Yeah.
What?
The PS3 one?
Yeah, my computer doesn't run it very well either.
A lot of people had problems like bugs and like saving glitches and stuff like that. And like, Podesta was like, well. Oh, well.
Tough luck.
Yeah.
Nah, that's pretty bad.
It wasn't good.
It's horrible.
Because they couldn't get it to work on the PS3, and
they wouldn't do that
up.
On Xbox.
Okay, this is...
What about Doom, though, huh? Doom's going to be great. Doom's going to be great.
Doom will be awesome.
So, this isn't game-related, but...
Well, we've done a lot of non-game-related talk. I got this bunion.
I'm just gonna read the subject to you guys. Title right here.
I got
here.
This rash. I want to show you guys.
Owners must agree not to have sex with the motion of Robot Pepper.
Wait, what? Could you read that again?
What?
Owners must agree not to have sex with emotional robot Pepper.
Okay, first off, who's emotional robot Pepper?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this a Japanese robot?
This is a Japanese.
I knew
robot.
It.
Can I buy
this
it?
Is Japanese.
It's like Google Glass right now. You can lease it like an Oculus dev kit. But you also have to rent it, so you're still paying for it. And they're saying, like, if you have sex with it or do something inappropriate with it...
How are they going to know?
It's going to destroy your lease contract. It probably sends
just,
data.
Just mean I can't
black
get a
light,
refund.
Bro. Black light.
Just mean I can't get a refund.
Well, and they take it back. They take
like
it back.
I got, like, splooge all up in the inside of it. Like, it's not working
wait,
anymore.
They take
or
it back.
Something.
Now, the funny thing is, this isn't a policy that they had initially stated when they started leasing these things out. They had to add this on to the lease agreement.
How many robots did they get back? Like that?
I don't
well,
know.
See, you
I think
you'd clean it.
Yeah, but the robot would be complaining. Dude, she'd be coming back crying.
look at what it looks like. There's like nothing. There's like nothing even sexual about that.
Oh my god, really?
People are into some pretty weird things. So
it's Japan. I mean, it's just how like girls look like till they turn 37 in Japan.
It has like speakers for ears and like it has like man, it has like because
it looks super young.
Oh, Japanese schoolgirls.
Yeah, put a little Sailor Moon outfit on that. Bam! Mm. It's got the big anime eyes.
Yeah, I rather
have the big anime
Sailor
eyes.
Mars, bro. So about this
I mean,
Sailor Mars.
So what does the robot do for you?
How are
like,
you
going
to have sex with the robot anyway?
The robot,
sex like, robot?
It
sex
doesn't even
robot.
Have an orifice.
Does it have, yeah.
The
like,
robot itself,
places that
it's
I...
a companion robot. It's there to like talk to you and like be your friend, basically. Yeah,
does
your...
someone drill a hole in this thing? Or
it
what?
Reads
how
your
friendly
emotions.
Is this robot? Like, is the robot hitting on me? The robot made the first move, I swear, officer.
There's a lot of robosexuals out there.
There's a lot of robosexuals.
That robot told me she was 18.
Now, the reason they added this to the lease is because let me see here. A programmer reprogrammed the robot. Apparently, it has an iPad on its chest area. Reprogrammed the robot to display breasts for the purposes
like on a screen
on the screen of the robot. For the purposes of testing sexual harassment.
No, that's not why he did it.
Earlier this month, a man was arrested for allegedly kicking a Pepper unit in the store.
Take that.
Arrested.
Sir, you're under arrest.
For kicking this Robot.
Can you get arrested for exposing yourself to the robot?
I think no.
Probably.
Probably.
That sounds very illegal.
In public, though? I mean, what if I'm in the comforts of my own home?
As long as your windows aren't open. Because that's still a public display.
Like, I mean, but is the Pepper Robot going to tell on me? You know, like, it might. Like, I felt violated, you know, when it goes
back. I mean, at this point, you would lose a couple, like, $100,000 you've spent on leasing this thing.
How much do you think it costs, like, for real? Like, what's, like, the number? And okay. This guy doesn't understand either who would do that.
Okay, well, I mean, you can't buy it, right? It's just a leasing thing.
Okay, so wait. So you lease this robot just to talk to you?
To hang out with you. Be your friend, basically.
For a couple
but
hundred
you can't
thousand
buy
dollars.
It, right? You
Listen,
can't buy it.
Everyone
so,
in Japan.
$1,610 to lease it.
For how long?
And you pay a $380 monthly rent.
Oh, jeez.
$380 a month?
Mm-hmm. For how long? For how many months?
As long, they don't give a month. So
I could be someone's friend in
it.
Japan for $380 a month.
So
what you're telling
they're
me.
Like, they're
the
leasing.
Best friend.
Are you a robot?
Like, this robot reads your face, reads your voice, learns your empathy and stuff like that.
Are,
so it knows
are you
going to
do
feeling.
The South Park thing?
Yeah, well, he's going to well, do the listen, South
Park thing. What was his name?
Asuma.
Asuma, yeah.
I'm going to have to add the same.
Are you a
the same thing to my
pleasure
contract.
Bot?
No sex with.
Oh, see? See, now you understand.
Well, I have orifices. And,
So you could either have one of those robots, or you could, like, lease, like, a brand new Range Rover or Mercedes.
The exhaust pipe Rover. Is hot.
Hey, I've seen that before, dude, on, like, that
Stupid show, yeah! There was a TV show about that.
Dude, I was just watching MTV True Life, and it's like, my fetish is ruining my life, and this guy, like, licks sneakers.
Yeah, yeah, that's,
Like, as a fetish?
Is that still on?
Yes, dude. It was a new episode. I just watched it before I came over here.
They get in bed, and he's like, hand me the pair of Jordans.
The guy's in love with his car, too. Like, he was literally in love with his car.
Oh, where he like, met some guy on Craigslist.
Somebody did marry the Eiffel Tower, so.
This girl had, like, a piece of the Berlin Wall. I was like, I can't wait to, like, spend the night with it. It was, like, this big. And she was like, she, like, slept with it in a lighthouse.
You see this stuff, and you're like, this cannot be real.
Yeah.
This can't be real.
It's real.
She has the cameras to leave.
I don't know, though.
So
it's
have
TV,
time.
Man. I mean, a lot of people would fake it just
that,
to be on the
I
show.
Believe.
But
I
there are
people would fake
scientific
however,
like, conditions. Like,
there are they, people who... People are into weird stuff.
It's like the pregnant teen thing, right?
It's just a it's
teens
a
were
thing.
Getting pregnant to get on the show.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? It's the same deal.
Oh yeah,
people are gonna pretend like, hey, oh my god, yeah.
However,
hey, I love shoes, man.
They don't pay you that much money, dude.
I'm sure you get a good chunk. I'm sure you get a good chunk.
Those kids that
no, I know some of them don't even.
Yeah,
don't even give
it's
you
just
money. They're just like, you want to be on the
what?
Show?
What?
You want to be on the show or not? No, all right, let's find someone else.
Here, just to be an attention
whore.
Here,
Maury. Maury probably pays for like the hotel room and maybe like the plane ticket and like that's it. And those people just exploit themselves.
Why are people like this?
I don't know. Yeah.
Why are people like this?
15 Minutes of Fame, man. It drives a lot of people. Mighty No. 9 is getting a release date. Again.
Yeah.
For like
the
fourth time?
February 9th. PC and consoles in North America. 12th
well,
everywhere else.
Well, the beta, I mean, at least the beta's out forever.
What about Red Ash?
I'm not sure. Did that get funded?
Horribly, like it, like did so bad, like they messed up, like they have to like do like another one or something. I forget.
I don't think they messed up. I just don't.
I don't think it's happening.
Yeah.
I don't think it got publicized as well as the Mighty No. 9 or Bloodstained.
Shenmue
did
was like
Bloodstained?
The big hype. No. Yeah, I know. I donated money.
They
to
did
that.
Pretty good.
You did.
They did pretty
they
good.
Did
like really fast.
Really good.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they got announced at the PlayStation conference. The whole
yeah,
world
I guess
saw
so.
It.
Yeah. People saw that.
That's cool, because I've been waiting on the Yakuza games, and they've been holding those back.
I've been waiting on Shenmue.
Oh, that new Yakuza one?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Is that a remake? No.
They're remaking
there
the
is
very
a re-
first
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
We're
and
like, the
which
one.
Looks really good.
Zero.
Yeah,
so
which is
Yakuza
a prequel.
Zero, but we're already one game behind.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter, really.
Now, it kind of sucks that we're, like, one behind.
Whatever.
Or it's ahead, I guess, but yeah, it still sucks.
I mean, we're getting them all, though. I think at this point...
It's
with
five
all the
that
releases. No, I think five came over on the PS3.
No, because wait, there was three, then there was four, then there was Undead.
Yeah, Undead.
And then there wasn't one after that.
No, but I think it's coming. As far as I know, the last time I checked, we are getting all of them as releases in the States.
We'll see.
But I hear that game's like better. If you're a fan of Grand Theft Auto, you're gonna love the Yakuza games more. From whatever, it's just more.
It's not like that kind of game though. Yeah. It's kind of like Shenmue. Like, yeah, you can like run around, like, but it's like more confined, I guess.
It's
like
more story driven.
Yeah, say,
yeah. But like the fights are just crazier, like because it's all like martial arts fighting and whatever.
Yeah, it's like it turns into like a beat 'em up.
Do the blood squirts?
No,
where you cut somebody and then all like. Couple seconds later, just like
psst. If you're like running through an alley, they're like, "Hey, stop right there, old man! Where do you think you're going? Pay me my fee." And it's like, "No,
pay me my fee,
old man." Dude.
No,
mess with the old man.
And but you can go into the bar and like have the girls like talking, chatting with you, and like pouring your drinks, stuff like that. Or you can go to like the pachinko machines. Yeah, well, that's kind cool. of stuff.
I'm down.
Some sad news here. So, Shuhei Yoshida was asked about the possibility of a Vita 2.
Oh, yeah, that got shut down.
And he said, yeah, that's very unlikely.
Smart he said there's not a, there's no market for it?
There's no room with the smartphones and everything.
That sucks.
Is that, but, I mean, they're not...
Nintendo's gonna keep pumping them out, too.
Like, yeah, Nintendo's got the share on that.
Yeah,
the lion's share.
It's sad because I mean, the PSP was really good. The Vita was really good. They both had really good games. Like we said before,
they've always been better than Nintendo's.
Yeah,
like graphic wise, like hardware wise, like, I mean, they're always
the games,
better.
They have like really good, high quality games on them too. But nobody, because there's not enough shovelware on there to support it.
Is that what you think Nintendo does with his DS? DSIs and Game Boys games. And Game Boy Colors and Game Boy Slims.
Adam said it best.
And what'd you say?
They shit out games, dude. It doesn't matter. They'll make like the Olsen Twins, the video game.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I mean, Zelda.
See, that's something I'm ashamed of. That's
Zelda Heroes, Triforce, 3DS. I don't care. Metroid Prime Football.
Dude. Oh my god!
I don't care about Metroid Prime Football.
Those games.
Give me a real game on there.
Yeah. Have you seen a stupid Metroid game?
No. But I like football, so maybe I'll like
no, you won't.
Football.
No.
You don't know that?
No. Yeah, I know. You won't like it. You won't like it.
It's like me when I wanted to get Dragon Ball Z for the Kinect when they announced it.
Oh my god, yeah.
I was like,
also.
Dude, I was like, I don't care if that sucks. That's Dragon Ball Z Kinect. I'm going to stand there for like an hour like this getting a Spirit Bomb. No, it sucks.
So bad. You want a Spirit Bomb?
No, it sucks so bad I didn't even want it. That's how, yeah. Yeah. I was like, I don't care how bad it sucks. All right, never mind. I do.
Did you actually stand there for an hour?
No, like if you do a Kamehameha, I didn't even do Kamehameha sometimes. Like, what's the point? If I'm saying Kamehameha and a Kamehameha doesn't come out, that's just real life.
You just have to say it?
Playing a game anymore.
There's no motions?
No, you're supposed to do the motion too. That's why it wasn't working with the Kinect. That they did, just didn't work.
Alright. So, you guys remember Twitch Plays Pokemon?
I remember Twitch Plays a lot of things.
But the actual thing, Twitch Plays...
Yeah, they did it with a lot of games, I'm just saying.
Well, Pokemon's a big one. You guys heard about this, Twitch Plays?
No.
So they set up a game.
It's cool. It's really cool.
So that the chat, like, inputs the controller commands, and the game does... So the entire chat, so, like, people are going up, down, so, like, you know, Twitch Plays Pokemon, Ash is just, like, walking around, like, in circles.
Didn't they beat Pokemon?
They beat Pokemon.
Yeah.
They recently beat Dark Souls.
No!
Yep. Twitch
Dude,
plays,
that sounds impossible.
Beat Dark Souls.
What the fuck?
All through chat, dude.
That's crazy. Left.
I mean, imagine someone just messing it up. Dodge. There's just one guy.
There's one guy. Everybody hates that guy,
just
dude.
Like,
so they banned that guy, dude.
Pause.
Like, somebody banned this guy.
Yeah.
Mods, where are you?
43 days and 8 hours. But they beat it.
Of straight play, yeah.
904 deaths.
That makes sense.
Man, that's still amazing, dude.
Total.
That's still amazing that they actually beat that game.
One of the hardest games, you know, known to man in the current age. Well, I mean, it is in the current age.
Dark Souls?
The Dark Souls franchise.
Yeah, have you played those games? I hate those games. But I love those games.
Yeah, they're good. They're good, dude. Bloodborne? Bloodborne's definitely one to pick up when you get your
PS4. Yeah, Bloodborne's are a little... more fast-paced.
Yeah, Dark Souls 2 Scholarly Sin Edition.
Dark Souls 3 is coming out.
Dark Souls 3 is coming out. Looks good. It looks like a nice blend of the Bloodborne speed and yeah. the Dark Souls gameplay.
Demon Souls, too. I still haven't finished that. Yeah. I need to finish Demon Souls.
You were streaming it at one point, and then you kind of got frustrated and gave up.
Is that what happened? I don't even remember what happened.
I remember you kept dying a lot, and you're like...
Yeah, I did.
You're like, oh, what's up with this hole? And I was like, jump in, Jeff. Jump in. And you're like, well, I died. And I was like, just laughing. But yes, you did.
You know what pissed me off? When some guy jumped into my game and killed me after I was alive. Just straight... I didn't even last, like... What, maybe like 2 hours after I... You know, I'm alive now, right? I go into the next section of the game. And I'm going in there, and some guy's over there. I was like, who the hell is that? What is that? Right? And he's, like, running towards me. I was like, what the crap? And so I started, like, running away. And he's still, like, chasing me. And I was like, dude, okay, fine, whatever. And he kills me, like, in two swings. And then it said I was dead again. And I was mad, dude. Pissed me off. I was like, I didn't even realize people could go into your game and just kill you.
Yeah. Are you sure it was a player? Because sometimes they'll have fake players that... Or just computer.
This guy chased me for a long time.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Really? Yeah. The non-player players?
I mean, not like forever, but they'll chase you for a while, yeah.
No, this guy like popped up like somewhere far away and then he came towards me.
No, like, yeah, they'll do that.
Well, I don't know what it was, dude, but it was like, a lot stronger than I was.
Did it have a fake sounding name?
I don't remember. I really don't remember.
Because if it was a name that sounded like a name, it was probably the game. If it sounded like... You know, Chud Loco at 771, then it was probably a player.
I really don't remember. Yeah, I know but I didn't realize that happened.
Yeah, he follows the stream.
So the AI actually creates?
It doesn't create, there's preset ones. So even if you play.
Oh, no, but they're there. You can see them there.
No, because they're red, just like players. So they'll appear just like players.
Just show up in the game. Okay.
And it'll say, like, so-and-so has shown up. It'll be, like, real names.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I don't know who killed me, but somebody killed me. They were a lot stronger.
That's the name of the game. If you're in the wrong area, you're gonna die.
Or you can just play offline.
Have you guys played South Park?
The Quest? Stick of Truth?
A
little bit.
Yeah. I've seen it. I haven't played it. It looks really good.
It's pretty funny.
It's pretty so funny.
What's the new one coming
out? You do an abortion probably on Stan.
Yeah, it's basically the show.
And, like, you're just, like, in there.
It's a show in the game.
You're, like, in there, like, sticking them. Then, like, you get the little vacuum. Like... For shit, like, dude, it's pretty graphic. Like, the shit that they do is, like...
There's anal probing in it as well. Yeah.
If you don't do the sequencing right, it rapes your character.
I think, who was it? Mr. Marsh is the one that getting probed during the alien.
Yeah.
And when you get to the alien.
It's pretty far, dude. Like...
I mean... It's just like the show, dude. It's just like the show.
Like, you get shrunken down at one point, and, like, the kid who you are, his parents are, like, having sex, and, like, you have to, like, you end up going into his room to fight the underpants gnomes, and then you're fighting, but at the same time, you have to dodge, like, the parents from, like, crushing you while they're having sex. Like, it's like, dude, it's...
Oh, man.
It's crazy.
Wow.
That's South Park for you, though.
Yep. It's pretty, yeah. And then, like, when you go to Canada, it turns into like little 8-bit. Like, it's cool.
All the
yeah,
flappy little heads.
It's like beady little eyes. 8-bit RPG. Yeah. You should check it out. It's like you can pick it up for like $10.
Yeah,
or less.
I have. I played like an hour or two of it, but I can't play it all the time because it offends people. Here.
it's like sometimes it's a little much.
So PlayStation 4 is finally getting the full Twitch experience.
Yeah, it's about damn time.
Putting the Twitch app, Xbox has had one for like 3 years.
Where you can actually watch people's streams that are not on PlayStation or from PlayStation. That's so stupid, dude, to be able to stream on PlayStation but not be able to watch every stream. You know what I mean? You can only watch PlayStation streams.
I don't know what you mean. I own an Xbox. But that's good. That
but it's so stupid.
That.
Why would you do that from the start, though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah, I guess so. It
happens.
Alright. So, Black Ops 3, if you're going to buy that on the PlayStation 3 or on the Xbox 360, that will not have a single player option. That's only multiplayer.
Why would anybody even want to play single player?
Nobody does.
They used to have good single player. Back in the Call of Duty 2 days.
Yeah, they just need to make them two separate games. You just make a single player Call of Duty and a multiplayer Call of Duty. I mean, focus on what you're good at.
It used to be a first player or one player game. It was a one player game. And they just had an extra.
And now they release it too fast, and the majority of players play on multiplayer, so they focus more on multiplayer. And the story gets.
I think they realize that nobody really plays.
Like the story, it's like, yeah.
Everyone just says like Nazi zombies or like online, like that's it.
Yeah. It's all about that, man.
Yeah, I played Advanced
Warfare. Every game is like online now, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, some games shouldn't have a multiplayer, though. Let me tell you, games that are story driven shouldn't have a multiplayer. They try to put a multiplayer.
You mean like Uncharted?
And it sucks, and then you're just like
apparently Last of Us.
I don't know. People liked Uncharted.
Apparently Last of Us like Uncharted. Really good.
I played Uncharted, so it wasn't that great.
The third one.
But you didn't like the games anyway, right?
You didn't like the multiplayer? You didn't like
the games in general.
They're alright. I mean, it's fun. I'm not a single player.
There's a lot of glitches in the Uncharted multiplayer, though. A lot of, like, easy kill glitches, yeah. I think that's what a lot of people are pissed.
Assassin's Creed has a multiplayer.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
They should stop with those games.
Like, they get boring faster than anything.
A lot of people will agree with you.
Assassin's Creed?
Yeah. I just got bored. It was just like
one with the boat, the last one.
Steal
with the
this,
boat,
from this guy.
Look, okay, Black Bike.
Part was cool. The Assassin's Creed part, boring.
It's like steal this from this guy, and then go here, and then like okay, now you're getting chased from the rooftop. Okay, good. Now go get this for me. It's like so I'm just doing errands.
Stop this fight.
There's a bunch of fetch.
That's like all it is. It was cool at first.
I've only played the first one because I after the first one I got over it.
Yeah.
It was all. I mean, you go into the different cities. They all look the same. They all look the same.
And it's cool.
And there's always those towers. You always do the same things. Like you know what I mean? Like you save this girl from being harassed. Like. In every city, there's a girl being harassed, you know what I mean? In every city, you get the same thing.
That is always happening, even in the real world.
Well, I don't want it happening in my game world. I mean, it all seemed like the same thing. Really no matter where you went, the different cities that you went to, it all seemed exactly the same.
And jumping off everything is really cool, you know? Climbing up the walls really fast, jumping from wall to wall, getting away, escape, jumping a hay thing. It's really cool until you have to do it 47 times.
And the battle system...
In an hour, also, you're like, alright, I'm tired of hiding in this hay.
The battle system was way too easy.
Yeah.
Way too easy. I mean, you could just hold a button and not get hit, basically.
It's harder now.
Whatever.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure they've improved on it, but... I mean, holding a button and not get hit, like,
it's boring.
Come on, man.
I mean, I heard somebody make a joke about the Assassin's Creed game. All you have to do is tape down the four button and this, and the one button that they use for the entire game, and you get all the way across town while you make yourself a sandwich.
It's true. It's not even a joke. This is true. So after the first one, I sold the game. One of the few games that I've ever sold, because I don't like selling my games. And, that was definitely one of the games that I sold and just never played anything after that, yeah.
When I got my Vita, it came with it, and as soon as I, like, I, like, opened up the box and I was like, okay, I'd like to trade this. Like, right there.
No way.
Yeah, because I wanted Persona 4 the Golden, and I was like, I don't want that game, but it makes more sense to get the bundle than turn around and do that, because I had the GameStop card at the time.
That doesn't make sense, yeah. That's actually smart. I've never heard anybody doing that.
Adam 2, man.
Adam 2. Alright, Adam 1.
Oh, snap.
This is more up your alley.
Yes, Xbox.
I'm sure you've heard about this. No, not Xbox. Oh. Call of Duty World League. It's just been announced. $3 million prize pool. $3 million in prize money. It's kind of like Street Fighter does. They have their league where like you qualify by playing these different events, stuff like that. And they have
like a Capcom Cup.
You can have a team that's not pro qualify at an event. To try to get into the pro league, and try to win that prize money. So they're trying to open it up so that pros it's not just
like
the same semi-pro. Pros and stuff like that.
It's
yeah,
like a semi-pro division.
Semi-pro
what
division.
What tournaments? Because like currently, like an MLG tournament, they have an open bracket, and that winning the open bracket gets you like let's say it's a 16-man bracket. You get like
two divisions,
four
pro,
of those spots.
Pro division and challenge division. And each of those divisions will feed into the grand final at the championship.
The same number of spots? Well, see, like, the pro division is already in it, pretty much. The, like, pro division here, you guys get in it automatically, and then you guys can play the pros, too. And then, I mean, get jammed. But you can currently do that anyway. MLG or whatever. You just go and you can enter the open bracket.
So what does that mean? What does that mean exactly? That means there's a set of pros here, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a set of semi-pros over here. One from each side is going to meet in the finals, in the grand finals?
A few. I think it's filling up the bracket for the grand finals. The pro division will basically play each other. They'll probably do pool play, so where they play each other a few number of times, or they'll go by, MLG right now has a league. So if you play on a team every day, pretty much, you have a match. Your matches, and you play them, and you have a record, like any sport.
Yeah.
Football or whatever. Yeah. You have a record, and at the end of the season, you get placed into a bracket for a tournament. And if you're at the top, you're number one seed. If you're at the bottom, you're not even in the tournament. You don't get invited. Even the pros. And that's probably the same thing. If you're the bottom pros, you just won't get invited to the tournament. If you're on the top pros, you'll just be seeded probably like 1-8 in a 16-man bracket. And then the top 8 amateurs will be seeded, 9-16.
Okay.
That's probably what's going to happen, yeah.
Seems like the pros would have a good time in that situation.
Well, you never know. I mean, it's the dark horse thing, right?
I'm sure there's some underdog stories in there somewhere.
Well,
but
the more people that start playing and the more popular it becomes, the people who are pros don't stay pros for as long as they used to in games.
There was who was it? Somebody left the...
That works with Street Fighter 2.
They
had like similar champions every year, but now it's...
There's an Asian dude that was a pro, and he left the game because of tendonitis or something.
Oh wow!
In his hands, and he couldn't play anymore. And he left his team. He basically just quit. He quit video games.
In Street Fighter?
No. It was MLG game. But it's kind of sad, ? Because, yeah. I mean, this guy's like a pro. That's what he'd love to do, and he gets his...
Any sport, you get an injury, and that's an injury, technically.
It still sucks, even then. It sucks no matter what.
Yeah.
But, life goes on, I guess.
Twitter question of the week?
There's a Twitter question?
Of the week.
Did I read it?
No, you probably didn't read
it. I don't think I read it.
Go ahead and let us know your answer. I'm going to read the question right now. What changes would you make to your favorite franchise?
Oh, I read this.
I'm actually kind of curious what you consider your favorite franchise to be at this point. I got three possibles. Isaac, Street Fighter.
Isaac's not a franchise.
And Zelda.
Isaac's not a franchise.
There's like five versions of Isaac. I'm considering it a franchise.
There's like three versions. There's one version and there's two DLCs. It's not a franchise.
Three DLCs now.
That's not out yet.
All right. Well, what changes would you make to your favorite franchise?
And what is it?
Yeah. What is your favorite franchise?
My favorite franchise.
What are you gonna pick?
Honestly. I'd have to go with Zelda because.
And what changes would you make to Zelda?
I've played except for the new one. I've played like every Zelda, every major Zelda game, except for the new one.
Except for the Skyward
Sword.
Ones.
Skyward Sword.
And what changes would you make?
Oh, that doesn't even count, dude. What changes would I make?
Yeah.
I would, at this point, I think, and I think they've kind of tried it to make it less kid-oriented, you know what I mean? Like, less cartoony.
Well, more of a Uncharted Last of Us Zelda?
Not so much. I mean, it just seems like, like the Wind Waker was kind of interesting in itself. That one was very kiddish, very kid friendly graphics, and
I know what you want. You want your Zelda to go from hi-ya to hi-ya.
That's basically it. So I mean, I basically want a darker Zelda, something like, kind of like Majora's Mask,
where Link is like 39.
Maybe he turns into a werewolf.
Maybe he's like
he's already been an adventure. Maybe early thirties.
Maybe early
thirties. He's like, I'm ready to do this.
What if Link turns into a werewolf?
That was horrible.
But it was darker. Or maybe he's a kid and he puts on masks.
Okay, Majora's Mask was a really awesome game.
Yeah,
that game was dark as crap, man.
Yeah, the stages of death.
The whole thing was tragedy and death in that game. That was the point of the game. Tragedy and death, man. I love the fact that they did that. It was awesome. And I would like a better battle system. It just seems too easy, also.
How the Z trigger thing? Is that still a thing?
I believe so, yeah. You can still lock on, yeah. I think you can still lock on. But, you know, it just seems like it's too easy to battle things. I mean, the boss fights are kind of intuitive, you know what I mean? But other than that, just like just going around killing things, it just seems too easy. So I think it needs to be made a little more difficult, especially because, you know, if you played a Zelda game, people are veterans in Zelda now, you know what I mean? Like, people have been playing Zelda for a long time. You know, make it a little more difficult. Make it a little more, I don't want to say bloody, but just a little more adult-like.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sure that they won't stray away from the kids, but just something more for me. You know what I mean? Something more for the original fans, you know, just...
Love Majora's Mask.
Yeah, Majora's Mask was awesome.
Yeah, favorite. Would you say that's your favorite?
No.
No, Link to the Past, Zelda 2.
No, Zelda 2.
Zelda 2 is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot to do with it, because it was my first Zelda. I think that just, there's a lot of love there, because it's the first one that I played, and a lot of nostalgia factor in there.
And then you went back to, like, Zelda.
But I definitely, I would say that...
What the shit is this top-down thing?
I mean, when it comes to the 3D ones, I would say that Majora's Mask is my favorite one out of all of them.
Really?
Yeah. Majora's Mask, it definitely beats out Ocarina. And,
A lot of people like Wind Waker.
Twilight, I think, was a good game. But it's just, there was something missing. There was just something missing in that game. That I can't pinpoint it, but there was... just something I didn't really like about it. But it was...
Was it missing the Zelda?
No, Zelda was in it.
Was it?
Yeah.
I never saw people play. I never saw mention of Zelda. There was always a little shadow
Navi?
Person.
No, not Navi.
Mari, oh my god. Mini?
I forgot her name.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, out of the 3D games, and I mean, I haven't played Skyward Sword, but out of the 3D games, I would definitely pick Majora's Mask as my favorite of those. And then anything, you know, SNES and NES, I would have to go with Zelda 2 and Link to the Past as a close second.
Did you play the Game Boy ones? Oracle Ages, Seasons?
I've only played Link's Awakening. Link's Awakening. That's the only one that I've actually played on the Game Boy one.
That was a good one. Adam 1?
I don't have a favorite franchise. Would have been Halo, probably, and what I would have added was Spectator Mode, but the new one already has Spectator Mode, so they already took that from me. Also, for a while, Final Fantasy was one of my favorite franchises, but then they started making, you know, duplicates, like 10-2, 13-2,
13-3.
So, I'm going to pick Final Fantasy here and tell them to stop making sequels. Just make a new game every time you make. Final Fantasy 11 should be different than 12. 12 should be different than 13. And so on. I don't want 13-2. I don't want to care. After the game's over, I don't care what happens to them. Make me a new game.
Yeah, I mean, just, like, focus on making your story a complete
story.
That's
why I liked Final Fantasy. Like, 7 was different than
every
8.
Every game was different,
8 was different than 9. 9 was different than 10. 10-2. What are you guys doing to me? Why would they do that?
Because you can play three girls that like to dance and sing.
Yeah. And massage other girls.
Yeah, dude. Don't you want to see that?
And I don't like linear. 13 was linear. I didn't
13?
Like
13. Oh, yeah, my God, dude. I hated how linear that game was, dude.
You're in chapter 13. It's open world now. Chapter 13 only. Don't go to chapter 14, because then it's not open world anymore.
That's not even what bugged me.
When you finish the game.
That's not even what bugged me about 13. What bugged me about 13 is you get into a fight, I'm like, am I even really doing anything, or am I just watching them?
Okay,
fight?
That's not as bad as 12.
No, it's worse than 12.
How is it worse than 12?
The Gambit system was never that good.
The Gambit system, you can set it up to where you just don't do anything, dude.
It was never as good as the Gambit system in 13.
Also, where are my card games? They like had cool games.
Oh, Tetra, come on.
They had cool games in The old Final Fantasies.
Eight and nine.
Eight had a card game. Nine had a card game.
Tetra Master.
Seven had a huge arcade. Bring back my huge arcade.
Yeah, the golden...
I mean, there was kind of an arcade in 13, too.
Seven was the golden saucer.
That golden saucer game's got on your phone. You can get the snowboarding one and the motorcycle one.
The card game was really cool. I like the card game. It was,
But they killed it for me, and, stop making sequels. Square Enix. You know who you are.
Mm-hmm. Card game was an 8, right?
There was one in 8. Tetra and Tetra Master.
Was the card game in 9? I don't remember the one in 9.
The card game in 9
it's the same thing, kind of.
No, it wasn't.
It's the same type of game.
Basically, it was a card game.
Yeah, except they had, like, status effects.
I've only played that one. See, that's one of the few Final Fantasies that I've only played once.
8, I did a lot because you could use the cards and... card mod, you could... Well, card mod is what I think turned them into a card. But you can basically turn the cards into items.
Yeah. I replayed that game just for the card game. I replayed it because I knew about the rare cards that you can only get during certain periods of the game. So I literally went through the whole game just because I wanted to get all these cards.
I didn't care
about the actual game. I was focused more on the card game.
Yeah.
And, you know, just going around just playing random people, dude. You know, it was so much fun. I mean, the game was very simple.
You lose one of your rare cards sometimes.
Oh, my God, I hated that. They'd have to play. They'd have to have it in their hand. You know what I mean? Like, and they didn't always have it in their hand. Yeah. They beat it. They got it from you. And then you play them again. No, I want my card back. it's not in his hand. Oh, dude. All right, I'll play you again.
Yep.
Oh, man, that was really awesome.
Sometimes they won twice, took two of your cards. You're like, no, stop this.
Somebody just kind of gave up there. All right, keep my cards.
Well, there was a person you could find in Fisherman's Wharf that ended up having all your cards that you lost.
I don't even remember that.
If you lost cards, you could go back to, like, Fisherman's Wharf, and there's a person there that would always have the cards that you lost. So you can play them.
I guess that's cool,
That's cool.
Because sometimes people would disappear, but you lost a card, and that person's, like, gone from the game.
Yeah, you get...
How am I supposed to get my card back?
Adam, too? Persona, I assume, is your favorite franchise.
Shin Megami Tensei. Yeah.
Oh, specifically Shin Megami Tensei?
Well, I mean, but that's, like, the whole thing. It's, like, the umbrella... I don't know, the PS2, like, they're making, like, a lot of dark games. Then, like, they discovered that, like, Persona 3 was, like, a hit. Then they discovered, like, 4 was, like, even bigger. And now they made all these spin-offs instead of just focusing on making, like, dark games again. I mean, they're coming out with Persona 5, which, I don't know, is supposed to be dark, but...
I mean, Persona 3 was dark. They all shoot yourself in the head.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't really milk that franchise that much. Because, like, okay, based off of 4... Like, yeah, they have... That was more towards, like, the 4 characters. But, like, they did the fighting games. Then they did, like, another fighting game.
The dancing game.
Then they did the Labyrinth one.
Oh, Persona Q?
Yeah, which I played.
Which was a collaboration, though, to give them credit.
Yeah, but then they're doing the dancing game.
They're doing the Fire Emblem X Shin Megami.
Like, okay, that's different, though. But, I don't know. I just want them to stop milking it and just come up with something new.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Are you sad about the Persona 5 delay?
What do you mean?
It got delayed.
Yeah, it's coming out next year. Huh. Yeah, I already knew about that.
Bummed you out?
No.
Okay.
I already planned on it. I mean, it's going to be a good game.
Delays aren't bad if they make the game right. Delay it as long as you want. Just make the game right.
Well, I don't know. If I hear about the game in, like, 2012, well, then I'll get it to, like, Uncharted 2020.
For what? The ending, right? To make a good ending?
Then it should be worth 4 years of waiting. That's all I'm saying. I mean, if, like, I have to wait 4 years,
the writers left and stuff,
it better be a 4 year worth of waiting game, right? It better not be like Fable was, where they're like, this game's gonna be awesome.
What's that game by the developers of Eco and Shadow of the Colossus?
Oh, Guardians. Lost Guardian. Yeah.
Again, right?
Yeah. Oh.
That's coming out.
That looks good.
I'm still waiting for The Division.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that game.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
That is coming out in a pretty busy year. Pretty busy time of the year, actually.
For this.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so much... I'm going to be a trader all the time.
If you have a Vita, you should definitely play Persona 4 the Golden. If not, get a PS3 or a PS2 and play Persona 3. It's better than the PSP version.
PlayStation's not back
this crowd. No. Right. Well, not since PS4 now.
Well, also you should play Catherine because that's also
Catherine
is a Shin Megami really Tensei game.
Was it before?
And it's really good.
And he has a 360 and a PS3, but you can still get it on 360.
What, Catherine?
Yeah,
you get Catherine. That's a pretty good game.
It's by the same guys and stuff like that.
Is that that puzzle game?
Yeah, it's like a block game. Yeah.
But you have to make choices too, and like it's not just like choices you have to make. Like, say you go to the bathroom, right? You might get like a text message. And, like, depending on, like, what you're doing and, like, how you're talking to that girl, it could affect you, like, in the game, like, being, like, a bad person or... Yeah.
This is the way a dating sim should be, basically.
Alright. Good choice.
Alright. This is a tough one. Even though I wrote the question, I was like, what's my favorite franchise? And I bounced around, like, it's currently, right? So you went back to the childhood, it'd be like Sonic and it'd be Lunar and stuff like that, but they don't make those. It's not really a franchise anymore. Sonic, they don't make them. They don't make them anymore. So I thought about it, and I think I'm gonna have to go with Monster Hunter.
Ah,
I knew it.
Really?
Yeah. What did you think it was gonna be?
I thought it was Uncharted.
See, I was thinking it was gonna be Uncharted, but I stopped and I thought about it. And it's like, whenever I see Monster Uncharted Hunter news.
Yeah. Damn it. Odd man out.
When I see Uncharted news, I'm like, alright, I'll check that out later. When I see Monster Hunter news, I'm like, wait, what's going on with Monster Hunter? What's happening? And so, I'd say Monster Hunter is probably my favorite franchise right now, which is strange, because I haven't really played it since the PSP Freedom Unite one, which is actually my first one.
I've only played one Monster Hunter franchise.
But it's, I've put in a couple hundred hours into it, so I'm counting
it. That's a lot of hours, man.
I'm always excited to hear about it. What I would like to see changed, I mean, I want them to just overhaul the engine at this point. I'm tired of the PSP carried over into the 3DS graphics that it's been having for the past, like, four iterations and stuff like that. I mean, they've done demos of this Chinese, like, company that went and took the monsters and did, like, an Unreal Engine 4, and it looks amazing. It looks awesome. It looks like something that should be on the PlayStation 4 and I can play from the comfort of my home. It's gorgeous, but they don't do it. Capcom's not doing it. It's really frustrating to me because I know they can do it. I know they can make it awesome. But I don't just want it to look prettier. I also want that to have game applications. Like, I want you to be able to see the scars you're leaving on the monster. And, like, you know, just add those nice little touches that the game just doesn't have now. Like, you just, like, hit keep hitting them, and then their tail just flies off randomly. I'm like, cool.
I was cut off their tail. There.
Yeah.
No, like, I know you're saying.
Stabbing them in the neck and
like,
tail falls off.
It's such a big franchise. Like, maybe not so much here, but, like, more so in Japan. But, like, they know, like, they can just keep getting these people, like, getting in their pockets. Like, oh, we don't really have to do anything. Like, we'll add some new armor. Maybe, like, coat it this color. And then that's it.
Yeah.
Basically the same game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Monster Hunter 4 or 3... was supposed to be on PlayStation, not even like a handheld. It was supposed to be on console. And then it's just like, no, we're just going to go handheld. Which just makes me really feel that they're just lazy about it. Like, nah, we don't really want to build a new engine right now. But we still want to make this money.
Yeah, that's about accurate. I don't understand why it's not like on like an Xbox or like a PS4 or something. Like, it's really weird that it's on like the Wii U. Like, it's like, oh, well, the graphics are already dumbed down, so people really won't know the difference.
Yeah, I don't know. Anything from you, Titan? Any changes you want to make to your favorite franchise?
I wonder what Titan's favorite franchise is.
Good question. I'm not even too sure. I feel like it would be Zelda.
Yeah.
Well, but they added a bunch, and I don't like it. Like 700 now, like 650.
I don't even know which ones are good or rare.
A thousand games too, man. Yeah.
You leave the original 151. When they did it, they said that there were legendary ones that people claim to have seen, but they don't know if they're real. You could add those. Give me like 165. I'll let you add like 15, 16 legendary Pokemon if you want. That's cool. But at one point they added baby Pikachu.
Yeah.
Like, you figured out a way to catch these creatures and train them to fight for you, but you've never seen a baby Pikachu in your life, or what? Like, it's a whole different Pokemon, and you've never seen one?
Does it evolve into a Pikachu?
Yeah.
Yeah, it evolves into a Pikachu. Yeah, it's a Pikachu.
So it's the same.
Also, there's, like, in the second game, all these other Pokemon that they hadn't found were on another continent.
Yeah.
They had boats in the first one. I rode the SSN. I had a ticket on the SSN. You don't really ride it. But, so obviously they could travel to another continent, and you're telling me you didn't know there were other Pokemon over there? Like, it doesn't make sense. Just give me my original 151.
Well, I mean, they have very strict border patrols to make sure other Pokemon don't cross.
Oh yeah, man. They built a wall. But you know that, right? And they had the Pikachus pay for it.
And then in the second game, the wall got torn down, and then you got to travel. Okay, that makes sense. Like, I had fly. Why can't I just fly over it? Your Pokemon can...
You can ride a flying Pokemon.
Yeah. You can just fly over there and be like, Dan. Hey, yo, check out my other Pokemon.
They shoot them down. They have AA guns set up at the border, at these walls. Here comes a Pidgeot. Shoot it down.
Some ground-to-air missiles.
I just want a Pokemon MMO.
So, I'm glad Titan is a fellow
Zelda enthusiast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what do you want changed in Zelda Titan?
Yeah, what do you want changed?
That was the question.
Yeah.
Do you want it like, I don't know, Link's like...
Bioshock!
Bioshock took or out Arkham. The Zelda.
Arkham series. Or hey, Arkham. That's a newer one, though.
Okay, but what do you want changed?
Yeah, what would be a different, something different that you would like to see in the game?
I know what I would change in the Arkham games. Take him back to the Arkham Asylum thing and stop making this giant open city that I can't do everything in because it's too big.
Did you hear about...
I don't like Grand Theft Auto. Okay, I don't like all these, 1,000 missions popping up on my screen at the same time. Makes me feel like I'm not being Batman enough.
Fatal Frame? We're getting it over here for the Wii U, but right. Digital only because they don't have enough faith in it.
Yep.
I mean, it's the same thing.
After it sells out, they come out with a physical copy.
The only thing I have against Nintendo Digital is the download times, man. They're just...
Yeah, I
know. Their infrastructure is not good.
It takes forever.
I got a...
I have best internet, it still takes forever.
I have Mother. I downloaded that.
Oh, how is it?
Do you really?
I have better internet than 68% of the people in the United States.
What do you have?
Charger.
But
we can only get charter. We can only get charter. No, that's not true. AT&T,
and they're like, I tell them all the time. They're like, well, are you gonna save you money
the
on
battle
your,
system's too crazy.
I just don't like it. I'm like, yes, you can save me money on my TV, but your internet sucks.
We're having
two
different conversations.
Yeah, we are having two different conversations. You guys talk about internet. We're talking about games.
I think we started the conversation, and you guys just interrupted with your own conversation.
It's because they have bad internet, so they didn't want
to. Yeah, there was lag. I think there was a lag between us and them. Yeah.
Anyway, so Mother 3 has too many combats, basically. It's too old-school RPG.
Yeah, it's too old-school for me. But they said that they're only going to come out...
It's only for the Wii U, even though it's just a port.
Yeah, I played Mother 3, because I played the... Someone made, a translation for it.
Is that on the Wii?
Mapping changes for Zelda, being
able to purchase... The translation that was made has it's had a
maps with where is, its rooms.
So that's on PC only.
His was way better than Jeff's.
Yeah, way better.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Mapping? He's more... Who cares about mapping?
You're being replaced by Titan.
Being able to find, secrets and stuff like that. Being able to buy, a map that kind of gives you clues to a secret area.
No, screw that.
In Zelda? That'd be awesome.
I don't want a map for secrets.
You don't want secret areas in Zelda?
No.
No, secret areas and secret things are fine, but I don't want a map.
But it's a hidden map. You find a hidden map and it gives you like a...
I still wouldn't like...
What if it was like a, like?
I don't want infamous. To know where the secret stuff is because then there wouldn't be a secret.
What if it was like Infamous? Or
it's
like
not a secret. It's like...
No, Infamous tells you exactly where it is.
Like a treasure map of a secret area. It's not it's secret to the people in the world because it's on a map. There's only one way to get there.
If it's just a general area and not an actual secret item that pinpoints where the item's at.
It's like Infamous, where you get that mission, and it was like, here, there's a bomb, and it just shows you a picture.
And
like,
all right,
I gotta go find where that picture is.
Leveling? That'd be interesting. That's like Zelda 2 status.
Yeah.
They've never gone back to that.
No, they haven't.
That'd be awesome.
What would you level, really?
Power?
Spin
magic?
Damage? Different things.
I mean, he already covered that.
And your life.
I mean, they already had life. Life has been leveling.
It would be Zelda 2 all over again.
It'd be Zelda 2.
It would be your HP, your power, and your magic.
I mean, if I could change anything about games in general, I want games to stop being set in gritty, real-world settings.
Like Arkham?
Yeah, like Arkham, yeah. I want to go back to,
flowers and butterflies and unicorns.
So 1 minute I'm like in the I'm like in the days of like ancient Japan. The next minute I'm like in a completely different level, and it's like future city town. The next minute I'm in a completely different level, and it's like a
Wild West.
What
kind of game is this?
Games of stories. They have to figure out a way to explain why are you talking about those areas.
That's Chrono Trigger.
Most of those games don't do good, so they're like, well, we're not going to do that.
I just, no, you're talking about Chrono Trigger. More fun with the level designs and the way the world is and stuff like that, instead of trying to...
Did you ever play Chrono Trigger?
Yes, I played Chrono
Trigger. Did you like it?
I never beat it because somebody deleted my save and I got really disheartened and I was like, I got really busy too.
You go to prehistoric times, you go to the bleak future, a nice present, you know, the beautiful present.
And then it was the medieval past. And Final Fantasy VII did that. You go to Shinran, it's like all future high tech and stuff like that. And you go to these small villages, they're not all crazy high tech, they're like more like
Midgar? Old school.
So Midgar.
So like, I could just make a normal game with like towns that are poor, so you see shacks.
Well, stuff, I mean,
and then a super fancy town.
Yeah, I just they want built more
the,
variety.
They built the city around a Mako reactor.
Some games still have. Yeah.
No, but I mean, once you leave Midgar, there's like this whole world, and it's not all like industrial, like crazy. Well, and stuff
yeah, there's
like
a
that.
Lot like, of like, you know, there's a farm right.
Yeah, there's
right
like outside, farm. Yeah. There's the villages.
Grand Theft Auto 4 has, if you go out, you're in like a farm area. There's farms. There's
I think he's missing
construction
the point.
Zones. There's industrial areas.
I think he's missing the point.
No, you just said you wanted a farm. There's farm. So then you just drive over there.
Don't
farm.
You want a farm with chickens and chocobos?
You said you didn't want just industrial areas.
With chocobos
you
that look
drive
like chickens?
To out of town, a whole nether area. That
he wants a whole nother.
Completely different.
Level.
He wants Dark Tower as a video game.
Yeah, Dark Tower is a video game. Hey, what's up, Nightwing?
Nightwing, what is going on?
Man, you got
thank you for joining.
You made it to the end.
You're
of
like,
the
yeah, hour, you're at the end of the podcast.
You missed it, Nightwing.
It's so hot in here.
It almost seems what?
It's hella hot in here.
Am I really the only one that doesn't feel hot today?
Yes, yeah. Probably.
That's how so is, weird because yeah, I'm usually like the first one that's like sweating
dying.
Bullets, man. Yeah, I was like, dude.
It must have
open
been
your
that,
window. It is open.
It must have been that super refreshing Pepsi.
Oh, this super refreshing Pepsi right here.
Not sponsored, but I mean Pepsi. If you want to give us a little bit of kickback. I'm fine with that.
That's
Nightwing,
good Pepsi.
Me and Black do a podcast. It comes out every Wednesday. This is our 1 year anniversary, so we did a live stream. It started at 9. It's 10:41 now. So yeah.
It's really been that long?
It's been
wow,
long.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
You guys ready to wrap?
That's
yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry, Nightwing. You came at the
is this
the very
be,
end of it.
On iTunes or no?
Yeah, it'll be on iTunes.
This is going to be on iTunes.
Yeah,
I mean, this is going to be...
We're actually recording an audio
version.
You can
also watch it on Twitch.
You're going to watch it on Twitch, and hopefully I can extract that somehow.
Yeah, shout out to Nightwing.
I'm not sure if I can extract that.
Extract what?
The actual video from Twitch.
Just do it as a highlight. Do the whole thing as a highlight.
Yeah, it should just be...
I don't think it'll allow you to do
it
that
doesn't save
time.
Your replays?
It's only limited, unless you're sponsored.
Yeah,
unless
you're not
sponsored. Partnered. If you're partnered, you can save it forever, but otherwise you can't do it anymore. Twitch has changed, man.
Yeah.
It's not the same, bro.
Well, it's because so many people can stream on Twitch now, so many different ways that...
Yeah,
they have to save on...
Yeah, they're going to, otherwise they'll have so many freaking videos saved on this.
They don't have enough servers for this.
Alright, well, thanks for joining in, Titan, Nightwing.
You guys can catch me on twitch.tv/blackholeflare.
You mean right here?
That's me, I'm Black Hole Flare.
You mean like right here where you're going to be playing Binding
exactly
of Isaac?
Exactly right here,
bit?
Binding of Isaac and... something else.
Yeah, stay tuned, guys. Black's going to play some Binding of Isaac for you.
And,
off of the horrible PlayStation Twitch app.
You can also catch the Encore Gamers podcast on... actually, if you guys just scroll down there, just scroll down on my channel, you'll see all the links, and you can... Yeah.
Those links?
Right there?
Yeah, those ones.
All the way to the bottom.
Yep.
There you go.
Stitcher,
those ones right there.
iTunes.
You got a link for Stitcher, iTunes, and also for Player FM. So just click on any of those, whatever you prefer, and you can listen to all our archived podcasts.
Yep.
Including this one. This one will be out tomorrow. If you want to... or if you want to watch the video, you can watch the video. Yeah.
I'm on Instagram,
Pins831. Yep, Pins831.
I missed that, dude.
Yeah.
I'm on Twitter, Solo831. And on Xbox,
Solo Assassin, I forgot.
Yeah, Solo Assassin.
But the O's in Solo is Zeros, and Assassin is spelled A-S-S-A-S-I-N.
What about the numbers at the end?
83.
Is that actual space 8 and a 3?
Yes, space in between Solo and Assassin.
It's the most complicated one ever.
So I can't be tracked. Well, I would change it, but it's like $15 to change your gamer tag.
That's not worth it.
Well, you can change your gamer tag. It's something that PlayStation still hasn't figured out.
Yeah.
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 We found out.
Even though you have to pay for it.
There's water.
You can still do it.
Water on Mars, but we can't change PlayStation again.
They didn't actually even see the water.
They found it.
They don't even know if it's liquid water.
They didn't see the water. They didn't see the water on the surface.
Yeah, that's
what it was. I was right. I knew that's what it was going to be.
But they don't know if it's liquid water.
They didn't see the water on the surface.
No,
they did not see it.
They do know it's liquid water. That's the big thing. It's liquid water.
Yeah, very salty liquid water.
Yeah.
But they've yet to see it. This is what I'm pissed off about. This is a huge announcement. We're pretty sure. 99.9%, but we haven't seen it yet. Okay.
Thank you.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching.
Vegan Dan on PlayStation. But if you send me a friend request, say that you heard me on the podcast, because otherwise I probably won't accept it.
Yeah, I've gotten a couple of randoms, so.
Let us know why you want to hang out with us on PlayStation so we know.
I'll add you on Xbox.
Tell us
might
how
not
you
play
love
with
us.
You, but I'll add you.
Later on, guys.
Good night.
Later. Watch Ricky and Morty. It's a good show.
I don't think they caught that.